I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel here at Wembley Stadium in London as the Chiefs just finished up their walkthrough here on Saturday morning as they're preparing for their game Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Had a chance to catch up with a couple of guys after practice, including kicker Cairo Santos and veteran linebacker Derek Johnson. Had a chance to ask DJ what it's been like so far here in London.
Well, we're very prepared. You know, you got to eliminate distractions even though we're in London. You know, it's a great place to be, but at the same time, we keep stressing it's a business trip. We need to leave from here with a W, so that's our main focus.
And even though it's not Arrowhead Stadium, but when you look around Wembley, you see all the Chiefs stuff. Were you surprised when you walked in to see all the stuff that has the Chiefs logo and everything?
I was real surprised. I just thought it was going to be somehow real neutral, but it's actually kind of a home game kind of for us, you know, which is a good thing. And a good look for us to see the Chiefs gear around and the Chiefs logo everywhere. So our hat's in the building.
You talk about this being a business trip, obviously here to play the Detroit Lions. When you flip Detroit on tape, their offense, what jumps out to them most to you?
Well, Calvin Johnson, you know, getting the ball to him. You know, his nickname is Megatron for a reason. And they got a couple backs back there that's doing a really good job. Stafford's always a quarterback that can always get the job done. He's had a few mistakes here and there, but he's a guy that definitely can hurt you in a pass game. And they're trying to get the 2-6, and, you know, we're trying to get the 3-5.
How much, final question is, how much are you looking forward to knowing you've got the bye week coming up after this, get the second win, get back-to-back wins, and then go in and get some time off?
Well, it's much needed bye week, especially after traveling to London and being on that flight for a long time. But if we can win and get some momentum, it'd be a great time for us to have our bye week and go on the road after our bye week. So it'd be pretty good for us.
And for kicker Cairo Santos, he was actually here a few months ago as the NFL brought over one ambassador from each team. So obviously he brings a unique perspective.
Coming here, knowing what to expect and how excited the city is, and the only excitement I hadn't experienced was Wembley. So we've been here for 2 days. Our hotel's right here, so we get to wake up and see it all throughout the day. So it's just a great atmosphere and just all building up to a great day that's going to be tomorrow.
So we just saw you out there practicing the field goals. What kind of challenges does either the surface of the field present or just the stadium in general, somewhere you haven't kicked before?
Yeah, I think there's just because the stadium's so big, there's a little bit of depth perception. You know, there's a lot of room behind the uprights where Arrowhead is just right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really affect anything. It just looks different. The grass is a bit taller, so we just wanted to get used to it by hitting some field goals today. So everything looks great, in great shape.